baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and bless his Southern name in you all. Paul was a Southerner. Yeah, Alabama. Lower, L.A. Y'all.
Not you all.
Okay. So maybe he was, he's from Georgia. Somewhere. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. See what he's doing? Measure. Measure. It's just measurement. This is my measure your growth, right? We put the little lines on the wall. Deanna, we got it in the bed, in the bathroom. We put a little head there and marked her growth 1 year and then mark it the next year and mark it. Well, we mark her growth. Well, what does it look like? It's marks. It don't go that way. She doesn't shrink. She grows. Okay? She's growing in a stature. That's what we should be growing in a stature. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, Paul's fixing to interpolate because look at the parentheses. Now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He's filling in. He's telling you that Jesus went to hell, right? Went to the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. Now, if you take that out, take verse 9 out, let's read verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, there's the gifts that you're getting. But Paul interpolating verse 9 tells you that Jesus went to hell, went to heaven, now he's come back down here, all right, to give us gifts. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. This puts us in unity. When we come to brotherly kindness, that puts us into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Unto the measure. See, there's another measurement. Measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth. What does henceforth mean? Now and going on. Henceforth means now and going on. All right? That we henceforth be no more children. This is children down here. This is babies. All right? Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We see that happening already. By the sleight of men. Now, not the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists that God has put in, gifts in the church. It's one that man has put in the church. All right? Carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That has nothing to do with this. This is perfect. That is the other side. Okay? But speak the truth in love. What? These five folds. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is head of him Christ. All right, so Paul is pointing to here. He's pointing to the head. That's the head right there, divine love. That's the headship. That's the Son of Man ministry. That was Jesus Christ fully walking on the earth. All right? May grow up into him. There's another measurement. Grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together. Now, we're going to read that in just a minute because Brother Branham said the Holy Spirit comes down and what? We talk welding these things together. All right, watch. Fitly joined together and compacted. There's only one way you can compact something. You beat it. Right? Or squeeze it. But to compact, if we compact the ground to plant whatever we need to plant or put pavers down or anything, even when they build a road, you see them big roller graders is full of water and they weigh thousands of pounds. What are they doing? They're compacting the earth. So that when they pour that heavy concrete on it, part of it doesn't sink down here, and part of it stays up here. That compaction pushes it down. So Paul is really, you know, Paul says things hard to be understood. Paul was a little bit more in the word, I guess, than Peter was, because he's a prophet. Sure, Peter could be a minor prophet, but Paul was a major church age messenger prophet. He was the pattern messenger, so he had to know a little bit more than Peter about this stature of a perfect man. So he's saying, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. The every joint. All right? By that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure. There's another measurement. In the measure of every part. Now, when I start on this in January, y'all don't lay out on me. I want some amens up there in the sanctuary. I don't want you to fall asleep because you're going to hear this over again, but maybe in a little different form. Measure of every part, making increase. What is increase? It's a measurement, volume. Okay, increase. Making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Because you got to edify the body first. The body must be edified first before you go out and give it to somebody else. Because if you can't, you know, if we can't strive together and you know, talk about our, you know, it's like I always said, you family, you know, fights in the backyard between each other. But don't fight my brother and sister in the front yard, because you got to deal with me. We may fight in the backyard, but don't fight my family in the front yard. So the same way with here, we may have little things among us that we got to get worked out, but we better stand true, because you know this is the only family we really got, is this family here. Unto the edifying of itself in love. So the edification's got to come from here and flow out. All right. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth, there it is, from here and beyond, walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. The world. Okay? In the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened. Now he's bringing it back in where Paul's talking about one day, he talks about grievous wolves coming in the book of Acts. And he said, and among you now. So he knew they were among him then. Like Brother Branham knew there was people among him, among his group, that didn't believe what he said. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. You have a choice. But remember, ignorance, once truth is presented to you, it's not ignorance anymore. It turns into iniquity. And there's no sacrifice for that except come back to the truth. There is an ignorance offering in the Old Testament. If you ignorantly done something, which means you don't know, okay? If you ignorantly done something, then there was a sacrifice there. But when you do it willfully, having the knowledge of the truth, see, Paul brings that out again. He says, if you do things willfully now, having the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice for that. You got to repent. You got to come back to God. You can't just keep walking, or you're just not part of the body of Christ. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart. There's your cause. Because of the blindness, and not your heart, your soul. The blindness of your soul. All right? Who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Now that don't have nothing to do with here. This is cleanness. This is not selfishness, all right? Uncleanness and greediness, which is taking them out. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man. All right? This is in the conversation of the old man when you get born again. Okay? That you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt. So there ain't nothing good about us anyway. None good, no, not one. If y'all remember Wednesday night or Sunday, Brother Dale read the quote, and I've got it pinned that I'm going to use, and I wish I'd have used it at the minister's meeting. Brother Branham said, you were born with a sinful soul. In questions and answers, he said, somebody said, explain body, spirit, and soul. He said, now you were born with a sinful soul. So, why can't we just realize that? We were born wrong. We were born wrong. Everything about us was wrong. We're totally contrary. Totally alienated from the commonwealth of God, Paul said. All right? But they put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And that don't mean just lust for the body. That means lust of all things. Okay? And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He's still in that statue of a perfect man. Because if you're not being renewed in your mind, which is working right into that soul, that's where that comes from. Remember, that works from the inside out. Okay? Wherefore, what? I'm sorry. And that you, I'm sorry, 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created. All right? You don't get a new soul. Remember, created means make anew. Remember, we looked in Genesis 1:26. God created man. Well, he couldn't have created that man because that man's eternal. He formed or fashioned or brought it into view so you can see it. All right? So he's doing the same thing, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So now, buddy, that's up here. All right? Godliness and true holiness. See how Paul's walking you right through the statue of a perfect man? Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. Remember what was the second greatest commandment besides love the Lord thy God with all thy heart? Second one, love thy neighbor as thyself. And Brother Brown said that was that, brotherly kindness. All right? Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. All right? Be ye angry and sin not. Watch how he puts all that in there. Be angry and sin not. He throws that in there. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Jesus was angry. I don't believe he was mad. There's a difference in mad and angry. All right? Big difference in mad and angry. No, I don't think he did. Well, he said, and two, though, at the cross, he kind of laid everything out when he said, Father, forgive them. You know, in his soul, which was Almighty God, he had to look at them as a just God, which was judgment. They were doing something. It's kind of like when he walked up to the woman when they throwed her down. Remember, with the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. But remember, if Jesus had seen the act, if he would have went with those people and seen the act of that woman committing adultery, he would have had to stone her first because he was a priest. He would have had to stone her. But what did he do? He told them, he said, okay, any of you got no sin, cast the first stone. So they all left. He said, woman, where are your accusers? Well, Jesus was standing there. Woman, where are your accusers? She said, I have none. In other words, he's saying, well, I didn't see you do it either. I didn't see you do it. Where's your witnesses? So it's just me and you standing here. I'm a man and you're a woman. I forgive you of your sins. And that's what God does to all of us. Right? Because remember, he doesn't see our sin. Remember, he doesn't see our sins. He hears our voice through the blood. Right? He hears our voice through the blood. And that was that whole scenario that was. Because, see, the world's going to condemn you. You're going to be standing there in judgment one day. And, you know, you're going to do something wrong to somebody, and they're going to look up there, and they're going to see you standing there in white doing the judging, and they're going to go, I did, you know, in other words, what's he doing standing up there, and I'm doing that here, because he did something to me. And Jesus is going to say, well, he asked me for forgiveness, and you didn't. That's going to be just as simple as that. I mean, it's just going to be so simple. So that's what the woman standing there in the act of adultery. We're all in adultery. We were born from an adulterous act. So we were all committed. We were just like that woman. We were caught in the act of adultery. And the world was standing around her that saw her do it. But let's stay with this story. Huh? Yeah. So we all committed spiritual adultery. Let's put it that way. Because we didn't. You might all not have committed natural adultery. But just being born between your mom and your daddy, you're born in adultery. You're born in sin, shaping in iniquity, espoused from your mother's womb, a liar. You know, we were all born dead. And we're caught in the act. Because if Jesus, Brother Branham said, if Jesus don't look through the blood, he'll kill you too because of this thing. See, because of this, he'll have to kill you because this is contrary to God. That's why flesh and blood, this flesh and blood that he sees, if he was to see it through the blood, he'd have to destroy this because it's contrary to anything he ever had to begin with. This is permissive will. But he had to put that layer of blood. Like Brother Branham. Brother Branham wanted to condemn that old woman for being a prostitute. And Jesus said, come here, man. Let me walk behind the door for a minute. I want to show you something. Yours is just as bad as hers. There ain't no big sin or little sin, you know. So he went back with a different attitude. Same way with the woman then that was caught in the act of adultery. We all were caught in the act, but he didn't see us do it. That's what we got to realize. That's the true justification, that you never did it to start with. The real you, and what, you know, in let me interpret that as what God's saying. God is saying, had you not have fallen, had you not have come here in a fallen condition, that Holy Ghost that's inside of you would have never done that. See, so that's what he looks at. He looks at that Genesis. Why, Genesis 1, man, you got to follow him down. If you follow him down right, we are sinless. Because of that. Not because of this. But because of what's inside of us. That's where the sinlessness starts. Because listen, God won't dwell in an unclean vessel. But the very day you get born again and still have issues and problems and all these things that you don't have, God says, I'm pleased to dwell in that person right there. That's what he said. On the River Jordan, he said, I'm pleased to dwell in that. Now, it's not hear ye him, but I'm pleased to dwell in that vessel right there. With all of our inadequacies and all the things that we do wrong, he's pleased to dwell because that's where he wanted to dwell to begin with. Right, you read what in the Psalms there. He's just a very repentant man. But see, if David would have had the Holy Ghost, here we go back to the example. If David would have had the indwelling of the new birth, there's a lot of things in there he wouldn't have done. But that wasn't there yet. But see, God was still looking at him through the blood. Had to be looking at him through the blood. But remember, there's a literal time that you and I have to come down here and we have to prove that. Because he forgave us before the foundation of the world. I mean, everybody says that, and that's okay. Well, you were forgiven before you asked, but you got to ask. But you got to ask. You can't just go through life and say, well, I was forgiven before it even started, so I don't have to. You know, that's not the right attitude. No, you need to ask forgiveness. Yeah, I was forgiven. Well, I once saved, always saved. Right. Once saved, always. That's kind of people in the message. Just come to a message church. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Once saved, always saved. I believe that. If it's true, you always were saved. But, buddy, let me tell you something. Like I told them preachers that weekend, I said, when you was down there on that floor slobbering and crying and snotting all over the place asking God to forgive you your sins, you weren't laying there going, well, I always was eternal. I knew that. You know, I just come to this realization, didn't I? And that's what I told them, wasn't it? Exactly what I told them preachers. I said, y'all wasn't, I said snotting. I said, y'all laying around on the floor snotting and crying and spitting and crying out to God. I said, you weren't laying there on the floor going, well, bless God, I always was this. I always was eternal. I said, no, you was crying out for forgiveness. Why were you crying out for forgiveness? Because you're the sinner. Now, see, the problem with people now is, I realize that now, though. That I always was eternal. What I have, if I'm born again, what I have always was eternal. What came to me that day always was eternal. But they had to come to a day that I realized that and look back. And the more grace I see now is to look back and see how God had his hand in everything. Say. Right. Exactly. It's grace. Yeah, well, With preachers? Do you say common sense? I got in trouble telling them that. Remember, I told them, I said, you need to lay your quotes aside, lay your computers aside, and just listen for a minute. Well, they interpreted that I said we're supposed to do away with all the quotes and not, didn't they? That ain't what I said. But it's what they interpreted that I said. They just don't want to listen, because most of them is, like you said, they have itching ears and they want to refute everything you say. But anyway, that's okay. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let's finish this before we go. And as you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. All right? Let him that stole, steal no more. Kind of simple, isn't it? Don't get down and say 25 Hail Marys, and, you know, that's the way the Catholic Church does. No, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Now, you can take that naturally, or you can take that spiritually. You need to work with your spiritual hands, so if somebody needs some of this right here, some of this virtue, you got it to give to them. Because you've already done your work. You've already done your work. Because this is the work of the Holy Ghost. This is the work of the Holy Ghost. All right? So you've done your work, which is good, that he may have to give them that need it. Peter says, silver and gold have I none. That's exactly what that scripture is talking about. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. All right? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Not until, unto. That's a journey unto the day of redemption, all right? Because you can grieve the Holy Spirit. Brother Brown said, you grieve him, he'll go out on a limb, sit there and wait on you. He's not going to go out on a tree and sit and wait on you. That's just an analogy. That's just an example. What he does is the Holy Ghost says, hey, you're not acting good. I'm not gonna help you with that kind of attitude. But when you get rid of that, just call on your daddy, call on your father, and he'll come back. Okay? But just as simple as that. That's why David said, return unto me the joy of thy salvation. David would be anointed in the Spirit. He would feel just wonderful. Oh, God would just anoint him just like a river. And then all of a sudden, where are you, Lord? You know, like Jesus on the cross. He said, why hast thou forsaken me? What? The anointing had lifted off of him that had been on him the whole time. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That happens right up to right here. You don't ever stop asking forgiveness. You don't ever stop needing forgiveness. Even right here, you have to watch what you're doing and let God do the work. So anybody got any questions? Yes. Cindy, she's tough to live with, I'm sure. I know that. I'm just agreeing with you.
It's on the internet. Yeah. Here we are.
Right.
Right.
Remember, I told you that was the two rough ones.
This week has been a wonderful week.
Good.
Just having the knowledge of that, where I was, would be great. If you can tell you, I haven't been angry once time. I've had a
wonderful
week. She's doing better.
Wonderful.
You know, and our household has been.
See?
And,
Amen.
Hey,
we got to know where we're at. You got to know where you're at. If you're going to travel up this pyramid, we as human beings have to know, why do we have Google Earth? Why do we have all these things? Why do we have GPSs? Right? We want to know where we're at.
Sure.
It's tough being lost. You know, I wish they'd use a man's voice on those GPS instead of a woman. I kind of hard for me to do what a woman tells me to do, especially in a car. I know you can.
And
follow directions. Yeah. You got to follow the direction.
Or not.
I jumped in the car one day, and Joseph Canada, don't let him ever fool with your GPS. He turned mine to Chinese. So when I turned it on, this little Chinese woman was going, no. I looked at that GPS, and Timbo was working with me. He was rolling in the floor laughing because he knew that Joe had got into our truck and had changed that GPS to where it was speaking Chinese. Right. Right. Yeah, right. Well, we have to be chastened because we are sons and daughters of God. We have to be chastened.